Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Chair, and for giving me this opportunity to respond to the distinguished delegation of the Russian Federation and to the delegation of Angola. I would like to thank them for their comments and questions. Now, individually, the whole question of education with a view to deepening respect for otherness, deepening respect for tolerance is, of course, at the core of the concerns of the CERD. The idea is to really encourage states parties through periodic reporting to improve in this field. Now, however, at this very point in time, we are facing the challenge of really recovering the momentum that we had back in Durban, as you will recall. Before Durban, the states are really trying to work together, South Africa, Namibia, and the other states in the region. But then in Durban, we really took a major step forward. However, the events of 9/11, this, of course, changed the global agenda and led to a weakening of the momentum that had been generated in Durban. And the whole possibility of moving forward together with a view to strengthening the Partnership Alliance for Civilization, and this was really dynamited, so to speak, by the events of 9/11. And this has led to a certain stalemate with regard to the implementation of the plan of action and program. Now, the idea is that Durban is supposed to permeate international and national agendas so that we can move forward on this whole image of racial discrimination and take up these major challenges facing the world community as a whole, so that we could have a debate on this very important subject. Now, to these circumstances is, of course, added the impacts of artificial intelligence, which we can see the events and the channels through which this racism is propagated. And this, of course, goes much faster than just the impact of states and society. Now, this is a challenge that we are all facing. And so we can say that this year, there has been the development of the internet, but within our societies and a great many communities, they do not necessarily have access to all of these tools. However, others, societies are using these instruments to disseminate racism and racial discrimination. So we have a responsibility to likewise use these media to really reverse this flow, to educate societies. So the question is, how can we use the internet? How can we use artificial intelligence? How can we use automation precisely to move forward in this process of educating people and preventing racism and racial discrimination? For example, various states have proposed automation using this as so that this can help people of African descent, and that, for example, people of African descent are much more prone to discrimination than whites. So the challenge today, for example, there are cameras that are used, mandatory use of body cams by police, and we have to develop guidelines. We have to use this to really take up these challenges, and it's very important. However, we also need to really recover the momentum generated in Durban. And in this connection, I feel that this intergovernmental working group can really lay the foundations for with regard to one of the conclusions in the recommendations from the meeting held here, held in Brazil in 2015 in Brasilia, within the framework of the International Decade for People of African Descent. This was the first regional meeting of people of African descent, and this really pushed states, parties to take into consideration the need to really hold a fourth world conference on racism and racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related forms of intolerance. I feel here that we really need a forum that is sufficiently strong, and I really hope that we will seize this opportunity and all states will display a much more proactive attitude with when it comes to combating racism and racial discrimination, so that we can move past the superficial dimension and really make efforts to take up the challenge that lies before us at this point in time.